The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I interview nurse and medical research podcaster Angela Ballard. Angela's passion is using her healthcare background and her years of professional writing experience to provide approachable medical education, advocacy, and insights to a wide range of audiences. Check out her interview next. Hi, Angela. I want to welcome you to Nursing Notes Live. I'm excited to have you here on our episode today. Just before we get started in talking about all the things we usually talk about with our guests, I'd like to ask you, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Why did you want to become a nurse?
Well, I am a nurse. I'm also an emergency medical technician, an EMT, and I'm a writer. So I think I've brought together a couple of pretty different careers, nursing and writing, and I love them both intensely. So my path has taken a different route than maybe some other people, and I've chosen to use my healthcare background and my writing together and really try to educate both my fellow nurses and patients as well on, you know, hot topics in healthcare today.
Well, tell us a little bit about how your education progressed, because that's interesting. I always like to hear how people come to nursing from other disciplines.
Well, I was a writer first and foremost. I have a liberal arts education, and I was a professional writer for probably 15 years or more. And I found myself often writing about health topics and medicine, and I loved it so much that I decided that I wanted to learn more. So first I became a first responder and then an EMT, and I really enjoyed going back to school as an adult. Like, I thought it was great to have that grown-up mind and focus. And I decided to go and get all my core sciences done so that I could go to nursing school. And that just really fired me up. And during nursing school, being with patients and in the hospital gave me a chance to interact face to face in a way that writing does not, because writing is so solitary. And it was a great different experience for me. But then when I was out of nursing school, I was volunteering with hospice, which is something I still continue to do. And I just felt like it was time to go back to maybe my core, which is as a writer, but with never neglecting that nursing aspect too, and, you know, bring the things together.
So, and you've done different. A great job with it, because I mean, one of the reasons we know each other is because you actually are the co-host of a podcast with your husband about medical research and trying to make that more accessible and understandable to lay people and, of course, also healthcare professionals. And you do a great job with the Medically Clear podcast. So I'll just give
Thank
you guys
you.
A little plug there.
Yep, we have fun with it. And I really like to encourage everyone to look critically at the research that you hear about in, you know, whatever media outlets, you know, on Facebook, on the New York Times. You know, you want to go and check that out and think about it critically. And that's what we want to help people do with our Medically Clear podcast.
Yeah, and it's no different than anything else that we do. I mean, assess our research the same way we would assess our patients, with critical thinking and prioritization and all those other things that we bring to the table, understanding how the research works. Is there certain things that you think a lot of nurses miss, or things that they overlook when looking at research? Do they just read the headlines and don't really dig in, or are there other things that maybe they could strengthen their skills with?
Well, I think practice makes perfect. Like, don't be afraid to get on PubMed, look up a topic you're interested in, and you'll see there's, you know, a lot of different journal articles out there from different perspectives. You know, start with reading the abstracts and the conclusions, and just get, you'll start to get used to the language that's being used in research studies, and it'll become, you know, just more comfortable for you. And the more you read, the better you'll get at, you know, analyzing data. Or is this a big study? Is it a small study? Was it only this sort of group of people? And you'll get better at it over time. So just if you put in a little effort, and eventually I bet you can learn to enjoy it.
So when you look at what's going on out there, is there any particular place that you turn? You mentioned PubMed, but obviously there's a lot of mainstream newspaper sources, websites, and things like that that publish a lot of at least the headlines and some loosely associated journalism. I should say sometimes we don't get the whole story from the mainstream sources, which is why we need to dig in deeper. But is there any place you look at first?
Well, I like to read the mainstream news on health and medicine. Like, I think that's really important because then we know what our patients are reading and what topics they might come in to talk to us about and ask questions about. So I do encourage people to, you know, keep up with the newspapers and what's making the headlines, but dig a little deeper. Try and track down the study that's being talked about. And as I said, read that abstract. You can look it up on PubMed and you'll see, you know, the details, like how many patients, as I mentioned before, and then you'll feel like, okay, well, I've done a little bit more research. And then I also encourage you to look at nursing journals, like the American Journal of Nursing. It's the oldest running nursing journal in the world, and they've had years of experience with evidence-based and timely clinical information. So hot topics for nurses will often be covered in that. I do also like blogs, like there's a Daily Nurse blog, and I enjoy your podcast, Jamie, The Nursing Show, because then you see what, you know, what are other nurses talking about? What's important to them or what questions are coming up with their patients? And you can keep current that way.
Definitely. So when you think about some of the research that's been going on out there recently, is there anything that comes to mind that you think nurses should have on their radar?
Well, I will say that I'm also an avid outdoors woman, and I love hiking, and I love open spaces and being in nature. And one of the things that I think as nurses, we're often inside, right, with our patients. And I would encourage people to think about how the natural world and parks in particular in cities can impact public health. We spend 93% of our time indoors. But according to some research, you know, we get more exercise and more vigorous exercise if we can be outside. So making sure that people have safe outdoor places to walk, kids have places to play, places to jog, play pickup soccer, you know, no matter where we are, I feel like we need open spaces that are safe, where there's nature, and where we can enjoy free time with our families, with our friends, and incorporate healthy exercise at the same time. And I think that's something that, you know, nurses could maybe get more involved as a public health initiative in advocating for.
Yeah, I think that there's always opportunities in local government, local civic planning to be involved with open space planning for your communities. And bring your nursing knowledge and your background and talk about the public health initiatives. Nurses are the most trusted profession, right? We should leverage that and use that respect for what we do to help push good public policy.
Yeah, and good planning in our communities, and, you know, helping the families that we work with to stay healthy and to encourage a healthy lifestyle. And I think being outside is a big part of that and shouldn't be neglected.
and definitely important this time of year as we get into the colder months in some parts of the country to remind folks that, you know, it becomes more difficult to encourage yourself to get outside in the cold, but we should definitely do that. You know, nurses have done a lot of things, and you're an example. I'm an example of nurses moving into other non-traditional nursing areas like journalism and writing and things like that. What are some of the other things that you've seen in nursing that has changed over recent years?
Well, I think technology and telemedicine is going to open so many more opportunities for all healthcare providers. We still have a huge demand for new nurses. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we're going to need more than 1 million new nurses over the next 7 years. And there's a particular shortage of nurses in the Midwest. And I think that we can use telemedicine to maybe fill in some of these gaps, whether it's in rural communities where access to physicians is difficult. Can we have nurses and nurse practitioners, you know, help fill in the gaps and then work with telemedicine to be part of a team of with physicians who are elsewhere? There's all sorts of things that I think are going to be coming and which technology can help us take better care of more patients, no matter where they are.
Yeah, I that's one of the hot button issues I hear from every nurse I talk to practically on the show, is that the increasing use of technology to manage patients and to manage more patients more effectively is a constant challenge for nurses to wrap their brains around. But it's something that is incumbent upon us to do.
Right. And it can really help the public health initiatives that are important to us nurses, and it can help our communities. You know what I also think is really exciting, that the nurses today, they're younger, they're more educated, and they're more diverse than ever. And I think that energy and ingenuity and all the different perspectives that are coming into the profession are going to open a lot of doors.
So as we kind of wrap up here and close down the episode, I'd just like to ask, we have a lot of student nurses that listen to the show, and maybe they're thinking maybe it's something they would be interested in doing is writing a blog or doing something like that in addition to working in the clinical space. What would be something you could recommend to them or some advice you might give to those nurses that want to give back in that way?
Well, As with reading research, writing is practice and comfort. So just practice your writing. You know, if you have time in your course load, maybe add a writing class. Or there's great books out there. I mean, obviously you need to get a grasp of your basic grammar. Hopefully that you have a solid foundation in that already. But you know, you can read books on how to be a good, clear, succinct writer. And as I said, practice it, take classes, even if they're for no credit. You know, you walk into a creative writing class, see if you can audit it or take it for no credit if you're afraid it's going to mess up your GPA. But there's communication is so important, especially written communication these days, when you think about all the emails that we have to write, all the other communications that happen on social media, and being a solid writer is never going to hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, it comes even coming down to nursing documentation. I mean, we learn how to write nursing notes in certain ways, but being able to communicate in a particular situation where it just doesn't fit within the template you've learned, falling back on a good writing background can really bail you out and help you communicate well to the rest of the nursing team and the rest of their healthcare team for that patient what exactly is going on.
Yeah, and to your patients, when you think about discharge instructions, notes, or, you know, any ways you're communicating with patients, like keeping things simple, basic, but also empowering and interesting and accurate, of course. So, and, you know, writing comes into so many different aspects of life, and we all can get better at it for the rest of our lives.
Definitely. Final question for you. What's the best piece of advice you've received in your nursing career?
Well, I'll have to say that my nursing instructors really encouraged us to embrace whatever talents we were bringing to nursing. So I went to our local community college to get my nursing degree, and there were a lot of second career nurses. And I loved how everyone brought their previous life experience and used it to enrich their nursing practice. And our instructors really encouraged us to do that, and they embraced our differences. And so I think that we can all do that in whatever workplace we're in, like recognize that people are coming from different spots in their lives and they bring experiences that perhaps we've never had, and to listen to those perspectives and appreciate those different skills.
Stay tuned for our next Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I talk with infusion nurse Linda Ankrum. I talk with Linda about her career as an infusion nurse and about the ways she connects with her patients and their families in the course of her work in an outpatient infusion clinic. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.